Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, Rock Cod Rick Maxa in the Mighty 1090 studio with Captain Andy Cates from the Red Rooster 3, having a great time talking fishing. Man, I am so pumped up. Bluefin, wahoo, yellowfin, yellowtail. It's on.
New boat, all in range. This is just going to be such a rad year to make this one happen.
Yeah. It's going to be a great show. This continues to be a great show.
You're not kidding, man. Well, if you want to join us in the second hour, we would love to hear from you. Already been a busy morning, but another hour, tons of room for your phone calls. We want to hear from you. 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. One of those open right now. Also a toll-free number open. That one's 877-792-1090. Again, one more time, 877-792-1090. Not only your chance to talk to Captain Andy Cates from the Red Rooster 3, but also your chance of winning that great prize, a six-pack of live deception lures, courtesy of Ahi USA, plus a complete AFCO performance package, including AFCO performance shorts and an AFCO performance shirt. Really cool prize pack for one lucky caller at the end of the
big
show today.
Prize pack.
Yeah, you're not kidding. And with that, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It's time for our FishDope.com report, which is sponsored today by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The fish that you catch is a valuable item, so why not take the best possible care of it? Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and they'll treat your fish just like it was their own. Once you try them, you will be hooked. You can check Fisherman'sProcessing.com for more details or see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings. Let's start off with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, is on the line, our FishDope.com reporter. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Rick. Morning, Pete and Andy. Well, guys, it's been another very interesting week for the first part of May here with a good spread of fish mixed in with some pretty weird weather here yesterday, and it looks like again today more heavy showers on the forecast here, and then hopefully after that it's gone, but quite a bit of fish around. Let me hit a few highlights for you here. Up north, seen a little signal on that sea bass again yesterday. Deep water fish, mixed grade there from mediums to large. Keep an eye on the Anacapa zone as well as the developing squid sectors up there around Santa Cruz. It's like maybe we'll get a sea bass season. We're sure hoping and praying. Catalina, loaded with that small to medium grade yellowtail, best backside west there, but nearly all over the island, actually. There's a lot of them little guys around there. One of my customers was over there. He'd scratched out a couple scoops of squid and was just furious with those yellowtails because they were biting his baits before a sea bass even had a chance to find it. That's a nice problem to have. In terms of the sea bass, very minimal amount around still. What is being captured is mostly up shallow. Backside east has been the better zone there, but still just not a whole lot of fish around. At Clemente, same story there with that yellowtail, small to medium yellows along mostly the back of the island there, best up west there, best like outside West Cove and the dunes and up around the Nine areas where there's been some good schools. And excellent cotting over there at that island, lots of rockfish, and they've taken advantage of the cooler water and all that red crab. And then good calico bass fishing in the shallows. And then that offshore fishing, man, crazy good opportunity right now for this time of year on that good grade bluefin. I mean, it's just so nice to see that fish back here again this year. They'd kind of went MIA there for a little bit, pushed on down, and we had all that wind, and now it's on the move again. It's kind of working up from the hidden across the 425 outside the islands now. There was fish in Coronado Canyon on the lower edge of the Nine, as well as some fish above the border, kind of in the middle of the Nine. So it's just an outstanding opportunity to fish that bird school with a surface iron and be like Ricky and catch them 40, 50, 60-pounders. I mean, come on, man. That's as good as it gets. And now the forecast is going better after today, minimal wind the next few days, and I think it's just going to get better and better. It's time to go fishing, guys.
about time we had a nice solid week of fishing, because or week of weather rather, because we've been getting the couple days and then it blows and couple days. And
come on, we've had such a great winter though.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, overall it's good.
And we have 1 week of weather. I was going, oh man.
Well, trust me, I've had 3 weeks in a row where every time my day off like landed on like, oh, it's gonna be 25 knots this day, and then shops. No way I can move it around, so I'm stoked that we got a solid week where it's going to be happening.
Solid
so,
week
yeah,
this week.
I like
Let's
it.
Go fishing.
Mark, appreciate it. Great report. One more time, shoot us the phone number if somebody wants to get in on all the action at Pacific Edge.
Ricky, we're in Huntington Beach, corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone is 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And I think you guys should go fishing, man. It's looking pretty tasty out there.
We better go.
Yeah, you got that right. Tank's working awesome, Mark. We love it. Appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next week.
I'll see you,
buddy. Yeah, right. I'll tell you what, fishdope.com has been on it. They've been on it all week. Whether the wind's blowing or not, they know what's going on. They have all the information and where to go and what to do. Danny and the guys at Fishdope really have their hand on the pulse of that whole thing. Fishdope.com, save $20 on a new membership to Fishdope right now. Hook up now, lowercase, no space. And if you haven't subscribed to fishdope.com, why not?
Yeah, exactly.
Do
yeah.
it today. Save $20. Hook up now is the code, fishdope.com.
If you run into a scenario like we were just talking about, you want to go this week and you can't because something goes. You want to go the next week, you can't. Something comes up. Well, you know, for a very minimal fee, you can keep up on what happened every day of the week, follow the trend, and be right back on it when you get back to it.
If you're just wishing.
Absolute no-brainer.
And not fishing, then you know what's going on. So when you do go fishing, you'll know exactly what's happening.
Yep, that's for sure.
Com. Captain Roy Rose aboard the Royal Polaris. What's up, Roy?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Good. What's up, Roy?
Right, we have Captain Andy in here.
Oh, hey, good morning, Andy.
Hey, bud. How you doing?
Good, good. I just called a check in here. I didn't call in last week. Scratched up a decent trip here. We ended up with 120 tuna, a couple of different kinds of fish. The bulk of the fish is, I'd call it 110 to 170, and the other grade is anywhere 50 to 80 pounds, but the bulk of the fish is all that better grade fish. We did have five fish over 200 pounds. 268 was the largest, the next best one was 246, and then down to 204, and then a couple lower ones in that. We ended up scraping up 114 wahoo, and we pretty much fished all the way down and back. We had 110 nice 18 to 25 pound yellows. And then we finished up at Benitas, had a few reds just to break up the rut, and that's it. We're just rolling up. Beautiful weather.
Right on, Roy. Nice job,
man. Great trip, man. Yeah, good weather and all that good stuff, man. Sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it was. They had fun. They got to fish 10 days, so, and that's thanks to due to the good weather, like you guys are talking about. We're able to make decent speeds everywhere we went.
That's fantastic. So, when are you back at Fisherman's Landing, Roy?
We'll be back tomorrow morning. We're gonna roll in there tomorrow morning, get everything off the boat, and get ready to start doing some maintenance, much needed maintenance.
Roger. All right. Well, cool. I know there's a few scattered spots open this summer and fall on the Royal Polaris. How do we get a hold of you? How do we book one of those spots so we can go fishing with the world-famous Captain Roy Rose?
You would need to call the officer, get a hold of Monica, area code 619-226-8030, and they'll let you know what trips have any openings left on them, and I know there's a day and a half after maintenance, I'm pretty sure.
Very
it
cool.
might have a couple openings on it, but you'd have to call the office and check on that. Other than that, I have no idea.
You're rolling. Well, good traveling weather. Good seeing you. We'll see you back at Fisherman's Landing tomorrow morning. Congratulations on a fantastic trip. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right. Let's run right back into the phones. Talk to Marcos, continuing with our catch report. What's up, Marcos, from C4 Sport Fishing?
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Great. What's up, Marcos?
Yeah, it felt weird not talking to you guys last weekend.
Yeah, we missed you last week.
I heard you're saying nothing but good things about me. Well,
of course.
Absolutely. Pretty good fishing this week when we could get it in there. Like you said, you know, a little bit of bad weather, and it's a little bit of a pattern there. Some great fishing, weather slows it down a bit, and some great fishing, and weather slows it down a bit. But kind of continue this week. Good bottom fishing on the half day. Starting to see a little bit of calico bass mix in there. Actually saw a couple of yellowtail Thursday afternoon and some fish around there swimming. A little hard to pin down, though. Three Cordes, San Diego, fishing out the islands. Very good yellowtail fishing. 23 anglers had 58 yellowtail yesterday, 44 yellowtail the day before that, 46 the day before that, with one bluefin. So definitely great fishing on there. The overnight trips going offshore there, a lot of yellowtail, a little bit of bluefin. The Eclipse had six bluefin, one yellowtail a couple days ago there. And that's been kind of the way it is. Like I said, it's been kind of tough to keep those boats out there consistently during the week there. But when this weather settles down, we'll be right back to the great fishing there. We also have our twilight trip starting to go out there. Did not get one out last night, but we've been getting them out pretty consistently. Very good bottom fishing. I take that back. We did get one out last night. Three calico bass, 16 rockfish, 20 sculpin, one ling cod. So if you just want to relax on Friday night, don't want to go to the bar, but you want to get out there, maybe drink a beer, catch some fish, maybe have a Rock Cod Rick breakfast burrito for dinner when, before you leave there, definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Half day, three-quarter day, those twilights. We have 1 day all through the week here, some day and a half on the weekends. Some of those 2 days in life are starting to come online, so definitely check that out. You can always give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Be more than happy to help you guys get out there fishing.
So certainly some good fishing going on at Seaforth. Appreciate a great report, as always. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
I'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, Marcos, thanks a lot for that. Again, Catch Report today, sponsored in part by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you everywhere you go on your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Just download the chart before you leave, and all your information is right there saved for you. You can check Terrafin.com for more information. And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way.
Hey, before we take a break, let's talk to Captain Don Hanson from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Good morning, Don.
Yeah, good morning, Pete. I wanted to call and tell you, you probably already know that the governor made his appointments yesterday. And they called me at 8 o'clock in the morning and told me that he was going in a different direction than me.
Oh, so you're kidding. Oh.
So I just wanted you to know, and I appreciate all your support. Now, they picked a gentleman from Chula Vista by the name of Peter Silva.
And what does Peter Silva do?
Board.
Oh, so an extreme enviro guy.
I don't know the gentleman, but I'm not going to comment, so I don't know him at all.
John,
how ridiculous is that?
Well,
I hadn't heard, and that is a shocker. I mean, what is wrong? Well, we already know what's wrong with our governor.
Wow, that stinks, man.
Moondoggy himself there is just
again. I want to just be sure that all your listeners that wrote letters and everything else, I really like their appreciate their support, and I got it from Crescent City to San Diego, so I had a little knowledge of the ocean. And when Andy talks to his dad, he can say hello to me for me, too, when he has his lunch with him.
I will.
I've known Nick for 100,000 years, too, so anyway, him and Buzz go way back. I just wanted you to know. And
thanks,
I'm,
Don.
Thanks again for all the support. That was a heck of a dinner the other night.
Yeah, that was. The port dinner on Thursday night was quite the extravaganza. And, boy, Don, I'm just – that's a huge blow for fishermen. I mean, it just shows you how much we need to support organizations like CCA California, because these guys are just trying
not
to
out,
devastate us.
Not out in, for us, that's
for
fishing.
Sure. I mean, and not to want to appoint a guy like Don Hanson to the Fish and Game Commission is one of the most ludicrous things I've ever heard in all the time.
Thank
I've
you,
been
Pete,
fishing.
For the kind words, but it's done and over now. So.
Yep, I agree, and now we have some enviro to fight again. So.
He lives in San Diego, so maybe you can convince him to come over and get on your show, and we can find a little bit more about him. So.
Okay, that's a good idea. All right, Don. Well thanks.
Out.
Sorry that happened, Don. But you did the best you could.
Okay, well, to be sure everybody that listens, I really thank them for their support. So have a good show, and thank you guys very much.
All right, Don. Thanks, Don. Appreciate that very much.
Take care, Don.
Hey, let's continue our catch report. And with that Northern Baja report from our buddy Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial. Good morning, Rick.
Boy, that kind of takes the air out of the sails
there.
We've had such a great show going, and to hear that Don didn't get the appointment, that's not good at all.
No, it doesn't. We just have to keep fighting on, though, Rick. That's all we can do.
Yeah, we go back with Don. I see him on Sundays near him at church, and, his first boat that splash in the water that my dad was on the crew that built. So, all the things that Don has done from that all the way up to childing his great son, Dave Hanson, for us. What a great man.
No question about it.
Well, hey, we're getting excited about the season as it continues to set up. And one of your earlier listeners, I asked a question about how long of a day you have to go out and catch a wahoo. But I think a few of us have experienced that if we get a lineup like we did last year, you know, maybe we can find them on the half-day floats again. Hopefully we continue to improve.
That'd be nice. That'd be just fine.
Great start of the season. Well, Central Baja Cortez is starting to really heat up. Roosters are reported going off in the bay. Trophy-sized fish being caught right off the beach. Cabrilla and snapper on the reefs. Yellowtail down deep on the pinnacle. Up at Bay of L.A., you know, when the days aren't windy, the bait continues to fill in. Yellowtail showing throughout the water column. Cabrilla, bit hit and miss compared to last week, and the fish were quite a bit smaller, but I think that was just a little bit of a down week on the Cabrilla. Up at San Quintin, I think the water's rolled in quite a bit colder there for the last week or so. A lot less yellowtail showing. I think the water's down to 59. So over the past week, they've been focusing on the calicos, sheep's head, rockfish, lings, and, you know, most of the catch has been on the bottom and closer to the island there. Ensenada, the life is scattered throughout the bay. Yellowtail on the surface iron, barracuda, bonita, and rockfish are all over the place. And some of the fleet's been running offshore and trying to target these bluefin. They're having to run a little further, but it seems like there's a good bit of fish there offshore in that region. Gonzaga Bay to San Felipe in the northern Cortez. Nicer weather. Some days are reaching summer-like temps, even starting to get kind of hot there. Everything from Corvina to Mako sharks have been showing. There's Sierra, Bonita, Jacks, Permit, Grouper, Halibut, Cabrilla, Spotted Bay Bass, you name it. This area is really starting to come alive. So, gosh, the options are all over the place. All of our fishing listeners have a lot of ground to cover, and boy, I wish I could be fishing today. I'm a little landlocked this time of year, but getting excited about what's coming up.
Yeah. Indeed, for sure. Well, if somebody wants to go fishing with you and learn about finances and how to care for their money, Sport Fishing Financial is the place. Rick is a great guy. And Rick, how do we get a hold of you if we want to talk fishing and finance?
Yeah, on the web, sportfishingfinancial.com, or give me a call. Like I mentioned last week, one of our listeners was planning on making our trip down to the Rancho Leonero Let's Talk Hookup Tournament June 4th, and we do have a spot there for a guest to join us, staying at the ranch and fishing in the tournament.
Wow, that's a sold-out tournament. There's one spot available through Sport Fishing Financial, so if you want to go, contact Rick, and also Rick will be sponsoring our great tournament at Palmas de Cortez in October, too, and that's got openings. You can win $1,000 cash at either one of those tournaments just by going fishing, and there's no entry fee, thanks to Rick and the Statewide Stripes. So appreciate that, Rick. SportFishingFinancial.com. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care, guys.
All right. Appreciate that. Hey, I want to tell you about the Escondido Senior Anglers is going to have Jeff Routsong will be the featured speaker at the May meeting of the Senior Anglers in Escondido. He's a retired fire captain and honored for his skills, a renowned barbecue chef.
Nice.
And competitor on the Food Network and the Cooking Channel. They meet every second Friday of each month, which will be this coming up Friday, at the Park Avenue Community Center on Park Avenue in Escondido. The meetings start at 9:30 a.m., and that's the Escondido Senior Anglers, and say hi to the cowboy when you go there.
Nice. Very cool. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. The phone lines are absolutely packed up, and we're going to be taking your calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
With Wynn fishing rod grips, feeling is believing. Wynn's superior polymer grip technology puts control and comfort literally in the angler's hand. Experience Wynn's tacky, sure grip security in wet, dry, cold, or hot conditions. Wynn makes grips for all types of fishing rods. Whether building a new rod or overwrapping your current cork or EVA, you will feel the Wynn grip difference. Check WynnGripsFishing.com to learn more or find a dealer. Wynn fishing rod grips, feeling is believing.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I've had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
It's time for our Power Pro 60-second seminar. You know, on your next fishing trip, now is the time to get that Power Pro advantage, and bluefin would be the key ingredient right here for that Power Pro advantage. Right, Rick?
Yeah, we talk about it. You know, it's an advantage, and you're now able to fish a smaller reel, something that fits in the palm of your hand, but pack it full of Power Pro, get a whole lot more line capacity on the reel when you need it, but more importantly, soaking a bait. I mean, you know how finicky those bluefin can be, and if you can attach a small piece of fluorocarbon to your Power Pro, and that bait swimming line off the reel, there's so much less drag in the water, which flat out makes your bait swim better, look more like one that a bluefin wants to bite, and you get bit better because of it. It truly is a Power Pro advantage.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You can learn connections. You can learn about what Power Pro is right for you at PowerPro.com. Power Pro, it's the Power Pro advantage. Get it today at your local tackle store.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, vote California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Hey, it's coming up. This Thursday is the West's oldest and biggest yacht show. It's the Newport Boat Show, celebrating 43 years as the premier show in the West. It's in beautiful Newport Beach and the ultimate location for big boats. And here's the cool thing about it. It's all in the water and on the water in a beautiful setting right there in Newport.
Crazy that they have 200 boats at the Newport Boat Show. Like you said, it's the West's oldest and biggest boat show. They've got trawlers, motor yachts, cruisers, sport fishers, sailboats, and more. You'll find a wide range of new products and services that make owning and operating a big boat a lot more enjoyable.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Now, new boats as well as brokerage boats, used boats will be there. So if you're in the market, and certainly now is the time to buy one, you can get one fully outfitted, buy one of those brokerage boats, a used boat, right there at the Newport Boat Show.
Just like we said, May 12th through the 15th at Lido Marina Village, rain or shine. Thursdays can be from noon to 7, Friday and Saturday from 10 to 7, and then Sunday from 10 to 5.
Tickets are only $15. Kids are 12 and under are free, and it's free parking. Off-site shuttle is available. For more information, you can buy tickets online, Newport Beach Boat Show. .com, NewportBeachBoatShow.com.
Not one to miss. When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, right.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Phones are packed. They want to talk to Captain Andy Cates from the Red Rooster 3, so let's jump into it.
You got it, man. Well, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Charlie, who's calling us from Gardena this morning. Hey, Charlie, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Great. Hey, what's up, Charlie?
Andy, are you going to be running any trips with the Red Rooster to Guadalupe Island?
Well, we're pending for the permits right now. We'll know later in the summer when we actually get permits, but we're in the process of obtaining them.
Cool.
Would that be fall trips?
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like a six-day trip is probably going to be the most practical for that. A five-day is going to be a little tricky because you got to clear in and out of Ensenada, so... I think a 6 to 8 day trip is probably going to be most functional for that.
When will you know whether you get the permits or not?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, right now it's just a waiting game.
Sure, they're not the speediest permit office in the world.
Nah, it's not like they're No, it's a process. Yeah. Absolutely, man. It's a full-blown process. But, you know, we started the process in the beginning of December.
Yeah. But the good news is our relations with Mexico, with Ensenada, due to the efforts of the Sport Fishing Association and, you know, our live broadcast down there and everything, are so much better today than they were years past.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Things are really advancing. So we're, in fact, at the port meeting on port dinner on Thursday, it's an annual banquet that they do to celebrate the Port of San Diego. We had a couple of the key figures from Mexico fly in just for the dinner to be a part of it, and it honored sport fishing.
That's awesome.
That night was honoring sport fishing, so it was really great to have those guys here and show their interest in Southern California and San Diego sport fishing. So very, very good. So we're optimistic. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up we talk to John calling us from Mira Mesa. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, hey, good morning, guys. Andy, my first trip with you was in, call it early to mid-90s, and it was an Iser trip when Russ Iser was still around with us. Part of the trip was ended up in Guadalupe, and we didn't have any issues with white sharks back then. Do you recall when that became, when they moved in and that became an issue? When did that start?
I have to kind of think about that one there. Boy, that's a good question. I don't know when they first started showing themselves, but boy, it went from nothing to, wow, there's quite a few around. Pretty quickly. I can't honestly answer that question right now. I'd have to sit down and look at some dates and stuff and figure it out. But it was probably, early 2000s or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, early 2000s when we started seeing those sharks like that. And then kind of at one point almost ran us out of there. There were so many sharks. But, that's a good question, man. You know, do a little research, you might even be able to answer that question
and
yourself.
And what changed? I'm sure the shark guys would know.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Yeah, you might be able to look at the taggings and research it yourself. It'd be interesting to see when they first started seeing them.
Definitely wasn't always there, you know. I mean, he used to always fishing.
Well, yeah, I mean, who knows? Maybe they're all in the weather. I mean, it's hard to say. I don't know, but we certainly didn't see them a lot. You know, we'd see mako's and this and that, but not anything like what you see now. It's
Steve Loomis would know the answer.
Yeah, Steve Loomis would know.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
For sure.
He remembers everything.
Yeah, you bet. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about next up we talk to Mike, who's calling us from Torrance this morning. Mike, thanks for hanging in there with us. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Andy. You know, I just want to say how much we love fishing on the rooster. I caught my cow on the rooster. My daughter caught her cow when she was 17.
Oh, right.
On the rooster.
I think she made it on the brochure, didn't she?
She did. She was on the cover the next year.
Right.
And we got jackets to prove it. Big bonus. Sweet. Rooster bonus there. You get your jacket in the mail.
Right on.
What's that, Andy? You get your big one, you get a jacket?
Yeah, they get a 200-pound club jacket.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Cool.
So you catch a 200-pounder on the Red Rooster, you send them a jacket.
Yeah, you get a jacket.
Beautiful,
that's
jacket.
Cool.
So you don't get one every time.
You don't?
No.
So if you catch 10 200-pounders, you're going to get 10 jackets?
Yeah, you don't get
you
get
one.
You get a cape.
You get a cape.
Yeah, you get a cape.
Hey, Andy, in the day we used to, you know, do the Laos. I think our 8 days, like the Iser line or whatever, always to a Laos. And then that sort of changed, and on your 8 days, how long have you been there in the last few years? What's your sense of what's going on? Is all that fish up here now at Guadalupe and whatnot? And I don't know. We got an 8 day schedule this year. I'm just curious.
No, I don't know, man. It's kind of a weird deal. You know, it did seem like there was a relationship there when you'd see that fish at Alejos, then you'd see that fish at Guadalupe, like it was a similar, you know, grade and everything. So, but it was hard to say. We just haven't seen that tuna there. But, you know, last year there was really a tremendous amount of wahoo at Alejos Rock. So that kind of up that whole thing. But there was a couple of years where there was very little to catch there, man. It was pretty bleak. So I don't know, man. It's just a matter of fish moving in there. And getting things going again, but it definitely has been dry there on yellowfin tuna, which is a bummer, you know. I mean, it takes it up. But, you know, like I said, last year, that was, we had some consistent wahoo there. I mean, you had a pretty good chance to go there and catch 40, 50, 60 wahoo, you know, and that's good, especially if you do that a couple of days. But I don't know, man. We'll see here this year. It's just conditions and fish moving in is basically what it is, you know, and then they get there and find a home. So
year is different, right?
Yeah, it's a good question, man. I mean, it's one of those things you can't answer until November.
Yeah. There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. All right. Let's head down to Shelter Island and talk to our good buddy Pete Giacalone from Custler Yachts. Good morning, Pete.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Pete.
Hey, you are, man. Tell us about Custler, man. You guys have been smoking it, man. You guys are selling boats like crazy, huh? The boat business is booming.
Yeah, yeah. It's been pretty insane, especially after last year's season. And it looks like this year is going to be another good one. So just wanted to give you guys a call and let you know we got the Newport Beach Boat Show coming up this week. It's the 12th to the 15th, and that's kind of our big one there. And we got some nice boats in the show. We got a 68 Hatteras, a 62
wow.
Striker, and then we'll, of course, have a regulator there too. So,
wow. And these are boats that are rigged and ready to go, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, ready to go. That 68 Hat's a killer rig. Just came up from San Jose, and it's got everything you want on it. I mean, he's spent some dough. He's got a big bird radar with a 12-foot array. He's got a CH250 sonar on it, so that boat's ready to go.
Man, how cool. And those regulators are so sick that you guys sell.
Oh, especially the way the fishing is right now here local, that's, you can't beat it.
Yeah. Tell us about the regulators. You are the dealer for regulator Custler Yachts, right?
Yeah, we're the West Coast dealer in Mexico, and, you know, they make everything from 23 all the way up to they make a new 41 that's got four 350s hanging off the back of it.
Wow.
So,
wow. And these are all center consoles, right?
Yep, all center console.
Yeah, really cool boat. So how many different models of regulators are you going to have at the Newport Beach Boat Show?
We're just going to have a 28 up there. We have a brand-new 28 that's a stock boat.
That's a beautiful boat.
Everything else, you know, as soon as we get them, they're sold. So this is an opportunity to take a look at a new one.
The cool thing about a boat like that, too, is as that, you know, call it a quote-unquote East Coast-style center console, you know, the big center consoles that are fast and comfortable and roomy, like as they become popular out here, Regulator 1 not only is amongst the highest end of them, but, two, you've got Custler Yachts out here. You know, I mean, guys that bring those boats out here that have zero dealer support, you know, when little gremlins happen, you're just on your own, and, I mean, that's a major deal. You can call Pete, you know, from the beginning to the end, and as, you know, you change and you want to do things and things happen, like, you've got dealer support here, and that's huge, and it just happens to be on one of the highest-end center consoles out there.
Yeah, you know, it says a lot. You know, guys bring these big center consoles across, and they don't know what to do with them to get things repaired, and we're just right here at the Kona Kai, and you just make a phone call and we'll have somebody get on it. It doesn't matter if you're, you know, up in L.A. or down in Cabo. You know, we'll get somebody there.
Yeah, awesome. No doubt about it. Well, Newport Boat Show starts Thursday, goes through Sunday next weekend. It's going to be a great time. Go by and see my buddy Pete. He helped me find my boat. This guy, he's a sport boat captain. He ran sport boats for how many years, Pete?
I ran sport boats for a few years and then commercial fish the rest of the time, so it's nice. People keep buying boats. I get to stay on the beach.
Yeah, there you go. Cool, Pete. All right.
Thanks, Pete.
How do we get a hold of you if we want more information on Regulator on Custler Yachts?
Okay, you give us a call anytime on our 866-607-5471, and then this week if anybody's up around Newport needs a ticket to the show, you can give me a call on my cell at 619-992-8194. We got plenty of tickets, and we'll get you in.
Wow, for free.
Yeah, just give me a call, and we'll get you in.
All right.
Regulator.
Pete, yeah, there you go.
Thanks, Pete.
Pete Giacalone from Custler. All right, great. Have a great show. Thanks for calling in.
See you guys.
All right.
See you, Pete. All right. Well, hey, we're going to get back into the phones. If you want to get through, a great opportunity. Been a very busy morning. We had a couple of calls drop during the break, so a great time to call. 858 area code 457-1090 or call us toll free 877-792-1090. Let's talk to Doug calling us from Montebello this morning. Hi, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
I got a question, I guess, from anybody on this one. For Wahoo fishing, what are they attracted to? And then could I just use a piece of like aluminum foil or some potato chip wrapper or some candy wrapper that would work just as well?
Well, let me tell you, man, there's a lot of tackle that's specific for Wahoo fishing. You know, there's various Wahoo bombs. Captain Jimmy's has a good Wahoo bomb that's basically a sinker with Mylar strings hanging off the end of it. But, you know, like catchy lures, the Sea Strike 33s are real good for fishing Wahoo. The Hopkins, Candy Bar, any long, slender jig, the Raider is a good jig for fishing Wahoo. But basically what you're looking for is a high-speed jig, something you can retrieve at a pretty good clip. Because the faster you turn the handle, the faster you make that jig go, the more bites you get. And you want something with some weight. They're not. It's not necessarily a topwater type fish. It's more of a column fish. So you want to kind of bring it up at a 45-degree angle so you cover more columns. So, you know, it's not a light jig so much. It's a heavy, fast retrieve type lure is what you're looking at.
Single hook?
Single hook's good. There's those tricky treble hooks that guys put on there, you know, the Gucci ones. They'll work out pretty good. But, you know, guys will dress them up with all kinds of different, you know, like you said, potato wrappers and, you know, various things like that, you know, for fun. But the basic stock ones are the ones that I mentioned.
Flashy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They like the flash.
They do like flash, for sure.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
How about next up, we talk to Mike calling us from Carlsbad. Hi, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, I'd like to know, when you're on a long-range trip, how long is the tuna last in the RSW? Do they last a long time?
You know, I just, it's funny you asked that. I just talked to Brian Sims on the Royal Star, and I walked by their catch the other day, 2, 3, 4 days ago, and the fish looked like they just came out of the water.
Unbelievable. I got to eat a piece of that last night. It's unbelievable.
It was incredible. So to gauge that, he said some of that fish was 12 days. You know,
wow, no
12
kidding.
Days they had on that fish. And it looked like, oh, God, did you guys fly them in from somewhere?
Yeah.
It looked like, you know. So to answer your question, 12 days, you know, is what some of the guys are able to do, you know, as long as you change the water and clean the fish.
Yeah. Unbelievable. 12 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why? Why does it work so well?
Well, just the refrigeration now and changing the water. And, you know, those guys take a lot of care in gill and gutting and getting the fish really clean before they put them in the well. And
you do that, too.
Yeah, we do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
We do that. We're putting these bin boards in, like I said earlier. Hopefully we can keep the fish from moving around so much. That's been our kiss of death, for sure, the fish moving around.
Too much. Well, you have big wells.
Yeah, they're big, but they for whatever reason, you know, every boat holds them different. It's odd. I wouldn't think it would be that different, but anyway, no, their fish looked beautiful, and it was 12 days.
Yeah, for sure. There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, Janice in San Clemente, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Janice.
Oh, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, this calls for Captain Andy. I'm a novice to the, you know, multi-days. Would it be better just to do maybe a 3-day or jump in and do up to an 8-day?
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, a 4-day trip is really a nice trip to come out on. The reason I say that is because a 4-day trip, sometimes kind of an itinerary for that is to have a destination, like fish offshore, downhill, then possibly fish Cedrus one day, and then, of course, you got to go back uphill, but you're hoping that the weather is good at that time. It's a nice casual-type trip. 3-day trip's a little bit faster rate, you know, you're in, you're out, you're back in. If it was my first trip on a long range boat, I would probably look at doing a 4-day trip. I would think I'll probably get the best feel for it on a 4-day. So I mean I hope that helps. My gal comes out on a 5-day trip in the fall. It's a Larry Brown sponsored trip, and we've actually got about 6 or 7 women that come out on that trip, and they've all keep coming out every year, so it's a little women's angler club, I guess.
Wow.
You would say a little miniature anglers club. So to answer your question, you know, I think comfortably a 4-day trip would give you plenty of experience and option for where your destination is going to be.
And you know, the amazing thing, Janice, is you go on a quality long-range boat like the Red Rooster 3, and you're pampered.
It's crazy.
It's, like, incredible food, super comfortable staterooms, you know, hot showers, nice clean heads. I mean, everything about it is just, it's a different league.
I couldn't agree more with what Andy said. I mean, obviously, if you do a three-day trip, Pete, just like you said, the boat is the difference. The boat and the crew and the service, it is completely different than what you've done before. But the fishing is going to be similar. You know, the three-day trip, fishing-wise, is the same style and scenery as fishing on your overnight or your day-and-a-half trip would be. But you're obviously doing it in a much nicer arena. But once you mix that island fishing in, it's a completely different trip. You know, you're going to get... You're offshore, but you'll get some scenery and a different style of fishing and maybe catch yellowtail on the lures. And if you can make the four-day thing happen, it's only an extra day or a five-day even, and then you've got the opportunity of having something different than what you've done before, too. It'd be worth the extra time invested.
Yeah, and it's such an education, too. You will learn from – you'll go from a novice angler to somebody that really kind of has – you get it.
Mm-hmm.
You get it.
Yeah, you get a lot of fishing time.
Yeah, for sure. Janice, well, encourage you to do that.
Okay, good. What trip that you had mentioned, what's that 4-day?
No, that was a five-day.
That was a July 4-day that had a spot available.
Yeah, there's a July. Yeah, there's look in July. There's a string of 4-day trips there, and I know that there's a couple of spots on each one. One of them, the Phoenix one. Ironically, my dad's going to be out on that one.
Wow.
Fun.
And my cousin, and so that'll be kind of cool. So,
and you're running that, obviously.
Yeah, I'll be there for sure, yeah.
Yeah.
He'll see
I'm taking
it.
That one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check that out. So that's the Phoenix Rods July 4-day.
Yeah, I forget what the date is, but yeah.
Yeah, we have it on the calendar here. Thanks a lot for the call, Janice. You'll be hooked. You'll go fishing with the Red Rooster 3 and go long-range fishing. You'll be a long-range angler, like, in no time. That's what's so cool about the Red Rooster is you guys have been doing it for so long. You have a lot of great sponsors on your trips. A lot of the same people go every year. It's almost like a family type of thing.
It really is. It's a lot of return. We probably have 80% return.
You know, tells you so something about the
boat, get
the same
groups. You know, you come out on a five-day trip, there's 30 people on it. Probably 22 of them are the same from the last year.
That's so cool.
Wow.
So
it's like your old buddies.
Yeah,
together.
So it's a nice feeling when you get on the boat.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Let's go ahead and jump back into the phones.
Dave and Mira Mesa, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Dave?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey,
Dave.
Two quick questions, one for Ricky off the bat. Calicos are starting to heat up. In the kelp beds there, what is the preferred pound test for my leader, my floral leader?
You know, I think that it depends a little bit on the type of neighborhood that you're fishing in, but that has changed so much. You know, back in the day, we used to always fish 12-pound and 15-pound, and nowadays, big baits, and we fish 65-pound spectra, and I would say locally fishing, I usually use a 2 or 3 foot piece of 40-pound fluorocarbon. You know, you're fishing a big lure, if the fish are active and up in the water column, they don't really tend to hesitate biting a bigger bait, and they definitely don't seem to care about the size of fluorocarbon in front of it. So 40, and if you're fishing like a Cedros or a place where they're biting good, you know, sometimes 60 and 80 pound, and you're not necessarily fishing 40 because you need a piece of 40 pound to get a bite, but just abrasion resistance, and you can go through a lot of fish without having to retie, and so that the theory being when you hook your big one, you still have plenty appropriate line. If you're fishing 20 pound, you'd probably be fine for most of the time, but you don't retie after 15 or 20 fish or something, the line's kind of chafed up, and then you hook a good one and swing, and he's got you in the kelp, and you're pulling hard, that's when you bust them off. So
now, if you're fishing live bait, it's a different deal. You want to go a little lighter, right? 15 to 25.
Yeah, something like that for sure.
Yeah.
Good call on that, too, Pete. You're
yeah,
right.
I was talking to Fred from the Daily Double, and he was saying, you know, they kind of like that light line a little bit when you're fishing a live bait. But when you're fishing artificial, it's a reaction bait and a reaction bite. And that's why you can get away with the heavy.
No, you're right, and a very good point on the live bait for sure.
All right, hope that helps you out. The calicos are biting; they are biting.
Yeah, that's some good looking fish coming right
and
now.
And you know what's amazing too is that 14-inch size limit. Since it went into effect a couple of years ago, we're starting to see a lot
of
14-inch fish.
All that 12-inch bass that was getting thrown back is now eked up into that legal size again. Darn cool.
Yeah, indeed. Thanks a lot for the call this morning,
Brett in Winchester. You're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Brett?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Morning.
I was had a question for Andy, but somebody answered about the preservation of the fish. So on your 8-day fishing trip, you're gilling and gutting them and changing the water. When we get back, are we processing them?
Yes.
with what we call Fishermen's and go from there.
Yes, there's three companies that you can choose from, and they do your processing. We do not process on the boat.
Okay. And then I had another question. If I'm going to buy a setup to come down there and fish, what would be my go-to setup? I mean, my day-and-a-half go-to setup is, you know, my Calstar and with my Acura reel on there. And what's my go-to setup when I head down there?
For an eight-day trip?
Right.
You know what would be a good, kind of a nice 50-pound test outfit would be like a 700H Calstar, something like that, and like a Boss 600 series Accurate would be a good reel to use for a 50-pound test outfit, if that's the reel that you're going with. You know, that's probably a standard, is like a 600 size reel or a Pen 40 size reel for 50-pound test. But you can also be a little versatile, especially if it's a two-speed. You know, that Boss does have to have a two-speed. And you can use it for 40, 50, or even 60-pound tests. You use probably 60-pound or 65-pound Spectra on there, or even 80-pound Spectra, and you can put various top shots on there for what you're using.
Could wind a yo-yo jig for yellowtail if you needed with a reel that size, or fly line a sardine, catch a big tuna.
You know, a lot of guys even can dropper loop. 60-pound test, you can dropper loop with a 600 series reel. You know, it's very versatile.
Yeah, really can do a lot, especially with the short top shots now. You can change them out very quickly and get the job done. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I want to remind you, this week's edition of Western Out There News, loaded with great information, and this week loaded with Sierra information after that Sierra opener last weekend, and of course yellowtail and tuna and more. Check it out, this week's edition of Western Out There News. Just about 30 seconds left for Matt in Newport Beach. Good morning, Matt. Matt, are you with us?
Yes, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You have a
15 seconds left for
okay,
Matt in Newport Beach.
Matt, go ahead.
Okay. Sorry, I was just trying to get it off of mute. Pound for pound, catching fish in the fall versus the spring, what's the most bang for the buck? I know the variety's a little bit better in the fall. What do you think?
The variety is better in the fall. It just depends on what you would like to target. Like I said, in the spring you got more of an opportunity for bluefin, where you're really not going to see much of that in the fall. In the spring, you may get opportunities for yellowfin, but mostly yellowfin, Dorado, Wahoo, yellowtail type thing in the fall more so than in the spring. Spring's going to be more bluefin, yellowtail, and like I said, in the event of albacore, that would be the time for that. But we have to see how that goes.
We'll see how that goes. Is it possible this year?
I'm not even going to bring it up.
Yeah, I hear you.
I don't know. The water looks similar to last year, so I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
You're thinking bluefin,
we got a better
yellowtail,
yellow
wahoo.
I think you got a better shot of seeing a wahoo than you do an albacore.
All right. You're going on record as saying it's more likely we're going to catch wahoo than albacore?
I will say that. Yes,
I would think we're going to have another warm water year.
I'm not going to say anything else, but I will say that.
All right. Very good. All right. We love the predictions. Love the crystal ball.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got to find out who's going to be winning a couple of great prizes, including that six-pack of Live Deception lures courtesy of Ahi USA and that Performance Aftco shirt and Performance shorts. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Inland Boat Center is the destination for your next boat. They've been around 35 years, so they're here to stay with something for everyone. Inland Boat Center has a giant inventory of all types of boats, including the perfect saltwater fishing boats made by Arima and Defiance. Inland Boat Center has a huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom with over 300 new and pre-owned boats, making them the largest boat store on the West Coast. Family-owned and operated, they are proud of their customer service. They take trades of all types. Come check out their inventory of Defiance boats from 20 to 29 feet, or the fantastic selection of the amazing Arima boats from 17 to 21 feet. Inland Boat Center has a full service department, fiberglass repair and upholstery department. Everything you need is under one roof at Inland Boat Center, 681 East San Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more at inlandboatcenter.com.
The fly fishing season at Katmai Lodge, Alaska is upon us. Throughout the entire season, you can catch up to five types of Pacific salmon, as well as gigantic rainbow trout. Katmai Lodge is announcing some amazing special discounts for the Let's Talk Hookup audience. Seven-night trips from June 25th through July 2nd are available for only $4,850. Katmai Lodge also has spaces available from July 23rd through July 30th with a 12% discount to Fish for Kings and Chums priced at only $5,150. August 27th through September 3rd, Fishing for Silvers at only $4,850 for an all-inclusive seven-night stay. Check out their website at katmai.com or call at 1-800-330-0326. That's 1-800-330-0326. Don't forget to mention the Pete Gray Let's Talk Hookup special when you book your fly fishing trip of a lifetime at Katmai Lodge, Alaska.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard, and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Right, the winner of that six-pack of live deception lures, courtesy of Ahi USA, plus the complete AFCO performance package, including that performance shirt and shorts, is going to Brett in Winchester. Brett, congratulations. You are going to love that
great
stuff.
Yeah, what a great show with Captain Andy Cates from the Red Rooster 3, man. Just a wealth of knowledge, and what a beautiful, beautiful vessel the Red Rooster 3 is. And I can't believe I went online, Red Rooster 3. I linked that right through the Let's Talk Hookup website at hookup1090.com and went on their schedule and found that there's actually still spots available on the Red Rooster 3. Right, Andy?
Yeah, there's a few spots here and there. So you can take a look there and give us a call if you're interested in coming out with us this summer or even into the wintertime.
Yeah, check it out. And also on our website, in addition to linking right to the Red Rooster 3 webpage on our links page, on the front page of our website, check out Gary White's new story from his Royal Star trip, that Let's Talk Hookup trip on the Royal Star. It's a great story about catching big fish on the Royal Star. But in the meantime, again, you're going to be running the boat a lot this summer along with Derek Waldman, right?
Yeah, with Derek and Tommy, I will be running the boat. So I haven't made up the schedule yet, but it'll be similar to last year.
Okay, very good. Well, look forward to and if you want to fish with a particular captain, can you find out from the office?
You
who's
can.
Running the boat?
I'll make up the schedule and we'll have it all done so you can figure out who's running the boat.
Yeah. All right, Andy. Great job.
Great
good
job.
Luck fishing.
That's
we'll
fun,
look
man.
Forward to hearing from you on the water this year.
All right.
All right.
Sounds good.
Thanks for coming and thank you for listening today. Tomorrow, another great show. Double captains tomorrow. We have Captain Art Taylor and Captain Aaron Remy from The Searcher live in the studio here, 7 and 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. A lot more excitement going on. Stay tuned for that. 7 and 9 a.m. We'll see you then right back here on the Mighty 1090.